The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 12 April 2010. And I've got Ron McDonald on with me. Ron, are you ready to do 3 hours today? Ron, are you there? Well, I guess he's not. Okie dokie. Is he hooked up there? Anyway, I got a call today talking about the Sam Kennedy deal. And there's tens of thousands of people listening worldwide. And I said, where did you get that information? And well, basically what it was a fishing expedition to find out what the numbers were for the network. And I said, you know what? That's proprietary information. I'm not going to tell you that. Well, you know, you've got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world listening. And I said, again, you know, if you're going to do that on faith, brother, your faith meter is way off. And, of course, you know, the Sam Kennedy deal here is, yeah, and I hope they're right, the Restore America plan, you know, we're going to get our country back. Well, you know what? I hope we do. Is it going to be through Sam Kennedy and the Restore America plan? A lot of people were putting a lot of faith, and I was asked today to make that leap of faith. I go, well, a leap of faith. Now, how does one go about leaping to faith? You know, when you're dealing with the temporal and the here and now, and you don't talk about faith to these people, you better talk law to them. Because these people are far away as, I don't know, the devil is from God. At any rate. And I simply asked him, I said, would you move ahead with something? I said, let me, okay, you own some property. So say you own a big farm. And somebody shows up in your property that wants to use your property. And hey, don't worry, we're not going to get you in any trouble. But we can't tell you what you're doing or what we're doing. So later you find out they're maybe building an atomic bomb on your property, for God's sakes. And of course the Fed sweeps in. Takes the guy, the bomb, you, your house, your farm, and everything else. And it's gone. I said, the only thing I wanted to know is what was coming at me. Well, see, you had to take it in faith. No, I don't. Wait a minute here. Stop. Stop. Would you be willing to do that for yourself and your property, everything that you owned, everything that you had an obligation and duty to take care of for the rest of your life? Would you be willing to do that? Take that leap of faith. You know, I didn't get a direct answer to that question. I was just told, you got to have faith. All righty then. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron McDonald, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Well, for the last couple of days, I think we must be going through some kind of solar cycle or something because nobody's been on time for anything.
Oh.
it's been the most bizarre thing. I don't know if it's cabin. Well, do we have cabin fever here in Texas? No, I don't think so. We might have it up north, where they get the snow.
Don't you have range fever?
Range fever?
Yeah.
Is
what are the tumbleweeds, the whatever it is, that you get cow's fever or something?
I don't know. Is that like the tick Lyme disease with deer? I don't know. I have no idea. But people have seemed to, I don't know, they just lose sense of time. Now, I do know one thing. We were yesterday. Yesterday we were hammered by one of the biggest solar storms that this Earth has ever seen. And our good old magnetic poles have been fighting that off. Folks, let me tell you something. If we didn't have our own magnetic field on this Earth, we'd all be a bunch of cooked-out critters right now. But I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with some large solar flares. I don't know. It just people just seem to be kind of wacky. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because I saw something the other day, Ron. And it was on YouTube where Ron Paul was being interviewed, and it was specifically his audit the Fed bill. And it the wipe at the bottom of the screen said that HR 1207 has been gutted. Now, I get a thing from John Tate asking me for $10 here. And I'm going, okay, let me read this. Right now, you and I are seeing the worst plundering of the country's wealth in the history of civilization, led by an out-of-control Federal Reserve. The first step in audit the Fed and get a complete public accounting of every dollar printed and spent by signing the petition below. I'm joining Ron Paul, Senator Jim DeMint, and the Campaign for Liberty to fight back by taking the battle straight to the heart of the problem, the Federal Reserve itself. And they say that's why it's vital for you to submit your audit the Fed petition below in support of Congressman Paul's and Senator DeMint's bill, H.R. 1207 and S-604 today. Now, here's my question. If this has been proposed by Ron Paul, why do I have to sign a petition?
You're stumping me on this one because you shouldn't have to sign a petition if it's proposed by Ron Paul.
Yeah, I mean, here's an actual bill, H.R. 1207, yeah. and the Senate side is 604. But yet yeah. I'm being asked to donate money and sign a petition for what? And I didn't expect, really, Ron, that was a rhetorical question, because I came up with the same answer as you. I don't know. So is there anybody out there that religiously follows Ron Paul to tell me exactly? Because, you know, we were supposed to audit the Fed in February, but maybe it'd be March, and now we're kind of creeping up to the middle of April here, and nothing. Has this bill been gutted? Why is John Tate asking me for money and then sign a petition? If anybody is out there that knows the skinny on this deal, and don't call me up with conjecture, or I heard that this guy heard that he heard from somebody that heard, because I don't want to hear that. Somebody with knowledge of this bill, where it is at, if it's been attached to anything else, if it's been gutted or whatever, please let us know. You can call in 800-313-9443. Because, you know, we've got a monumental problem here, Ron. And I've said this, but I don't think I've ever asked you, Mr. McDonald, this straight out. Of all the problems we have in this country that we're seeing right now, and of course a lot of these are caused by not strict adherence and interpretation of the Constitution, and some people, some lawmakers in this country, and I guess on the Supreme Court as well, they seem to believe that if it doesn't prohibit it and it's not stated in the Constitution that thou shalt not, well, then we'll find a way to do it any damn way. And this whole Obamacare thing, what was it done under? Oh, that's right, the Commerce Clauses. How much else? And Ron, here's the question I had. This is a ticking little time bomb here. Because how much other stuff have they slid under the constitutional radar scope here through these Commerce Clauses? If they start screaming about one Commerce Clause and the violation, when you can't use that, that's unconstitutional, what else has been done under that Commerce Clause that is just as illegal, just as unconstitutional? I'm wondering how far these lawsuits that the state's attorney generals are filing against the Fed right now. I wonder how far that's going to go before somebody taps them on the shoulder and go, excuse me, well, do you know by fighting this and opening up this can of worms, people are going to discover what you all have been up to all these years and how much you've slid under that scope, that radar scope. I'm asking a question to anybody out there listening to this program today. Where is H.R. 1207? Where is it in the House? Has it been attached to another bill? Has it been gutted? What? Somebody talk to me. Because I got people like Sam Kennedy that's going out there, and, you know, a lot of people are in support of him. You know, at least the man's doing something. You know, I don't have a problem with people doing anything. Problem I'm having is somebody building a nuclear bomb right underneath my nose, and they're not going to tell me it's going to go off. That's the only problem I had with that. And I've gotten criticism because of it, and I've gotten some accolades. But I still don't know why I'm being criticized or why I'm being accoladed, because I still don't know what the hell he's doing. So,
you know, John, I don't know what he's doing. And you made a comment last time about he might be doing the same thing that the Freedmen have done with the checking system.
Yeah, Freeman. Yeah.
Do you know anything more about that, or?
No. I just know that the Fed swooped down on these guys and locked them up in a federal prison someplace so far and so deep they got to pump air and sunshine into them, if at all. Yeah. Hell, all I know, Leroy Schweitzer might be dead. I don't know. Yep. Because
okay, you're.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're breaking up on me. You're breaking up on me, and it might be the solar flares because your voice is coming and going.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Let's just reconnect. Can we do that? Just drop off.
Sure.
And let's just reconnect. Okay? All right. So here's what the audit of the Federal Reserve and this petition to Congress. Now we're at the petitioning stage. Now we're back to petitions. Wait a minute here. Why do I have to do a petition if the bill's already there? Either you're going to vote on it or you're not. Either you're going to bring it to the House floor for a vote or you're not. So why the hell are you asking me for more money and my signature on a petition? And what they're saying here, and I'm getting a little crusty about this because there's a lot of people that have put a lot of faith in a lot of different things, and none of that stuff is panning out. Now, allow me to play devil's advocate here just for a few seconds to try to keep things on track. You know, Obama came to us with hope and change, okay? Well, that's what he plans on leaving us, is nothing but change left in our pockets if you had any wealth at all. I think we pretty much understand that. And in the next how many few years, we're going to be looking at deficits in addition. What they're admitting to is now $13 trillion bucks. But we're in the next 10 years, they're saying, it's not going to be that long, that we're going to add another $9 trillion to the national debt. Okay, so what are we up to now? $22 trillion? And the bankers, the dear sweet people that they are, is this $22 trillion, is that going to be exempt from interest payments? No, I don't think so. Hey, we did the banks a favor. Well, I didn't. You didn't. But our Congress critters did. Allowed the Treasury and the Fed Reserve to pay off their little cronies that wrote a whole bunch of bad paper. And all that stuff hasn't really hit the fan yet. We're still waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm watching the news very closely. I'm reading the newspapers. I'm reading opinions from economists. And, well, it's going to be a little bit slow through 2011. Okay. Are we talking another jobless recovery here? Because this little depression / recession has cost 8 million jobs. George Bush and his cronies before, Billy Clinton, what was there, a loss of 8-10 million jobs there? So what are we up to now? 18 million lost jobs. But now I'm starting to see the experts saying that, well, the economy is starting to recover, but it's a little slower than expected. But, you know, we're not going to see any great uptick in 2011 either. Well, you know what? This is probably the same thing that the great pundits for the Keynesian economic theory were saying in 30 and 1931 and 32 and 33, all the way up, and some would argue that it lasts until 1941. Others would say, well, 1940. Well, in 1941, there was all kinds of money to be borrowed. You know, they drew down the currency that was out there. This is what they did. This is the elastic money supply theory, that things get a little crazy, we just rein in the amount of money, and that takes care of inflation and slows everything down to a manageable level. Okay. Well, we're totally out of control. Paled in comparison by the Great Depression as far as the debt angle goes. Exactly when am I going to see these green shoots? Oh, don't worry. They're coming next year. And maybe the year after that. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ah, magically, no phone calls to let me know where H-1207 is, or Senate Bill 604. Does anybody know? Obviously, they don't. Well, you know, the petition to Congress here, according to John Tate, President for Campaign for Liberty, the Federal Reserve refuses to give a public accounting of the trillions in recent taxpayer-backed loans. And there's a whole bunch of whereases, and I'm not going to bother with that. Congress has the responsibility to force a public audit of the Federal Reserve, and the American people deserve to know how their tax dollars are being spent. And here's something for you. Ron, why just the audit of the Federal Reserve? Now, Ben Shalom Bernanke did not want this. Alan Greenspan said that, I don't think that's going to happen. And it hasn't happened. And here's the question I have. Rather than just auditing the Fed, because I think we understand the Constitution, and we saw where the power was delegated and what the responsibilities were under that delegation, and that was to the Congress of the United States. And we had this little thing about grains of silver, and this is what a dollar is, and all that. Well, they abrogated that responsibility by that Banking Act of 1913. Why are they going to them and asking to audit their books? That's like me going to John Gotti, and I want to see how much he stiffed this person for, you know, that he ripped people off or whatever. I mean, is John Gotti going to turn his books over to me? I don't think so.
No, you know, John, you're right on point. You know, when we leave the meets and bounds of the state, and that's the actual landmass of the state, and we enter into the commerce jurisdiction, we've lost all our powers. As you know, the Constitution prescribes the authority to commerce to the Congress of the United States. And you asked, how many laws have they slipped by? Well, if you're not in meets and bounds, every law they slip by is through the Commerce Clause. And that's what they've done when they've taken the actual landmass and toppled it for the high seas. And there are ways to get out of it, but unfortunately, until the people wake up and we start moving on these ways, we're going to be stuck in contract on the high seas. And as I told you, the Commerce Clause is an undefined jurisdiction. There is no limit to it. So anything goes from the Admiral all the way down.
Now, I have been getting a flood of stuff. Now people are catfighting here about what a sovereign citizen is. Some are claiming there is no such thing, and this group over here is claiming that they're a flesh and blood sovereign and they've got unalienable or unalienable rights. Now they're down to a catfight of what a citizen means and what it doesn't mean. That's the corporate designation, you know, that you're a citizen with a capital C. I'm going, wait a minute. Does anybody really know? Because they can't even agree on what they are and what their standing is. You know, I've seen what I'm witnessing here, I believe, is that there is no definitive action that is the magic silver bullet. So people are regressing into eye-poking everybody else. Well, that guy, and trust me, and I'm not going to do anybody a disservice here by saying the people that I've been speaking to, but I'm not exactly enamored because they're starting to sound like a bunch of school children. The name calling. Well, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what's going on. But wait a minute. He said this. Well, that's wrong. Well, okay, you tell me what's right. Well, my research says this. It's like herding cats. It is like trying to herd feral wild cats. You can ask five different people as to what your standing is. What do you think that you are? In relation to what? The state? The federal government? Who are you? You'll get five experts will tell you five different things. And I had a lawyer just recently climb on me and say, you know what? This whole sovereign business, you people are out of whack. I hope to find his email here and I'll verbatim repeat what he said. But here we've got who is a bar member. You know, somebody called me today and told me that they sat in a courtroom and watched Lawrence B. Craft sell Sherry Jackson Peel down the river. And Sherry Jackson, zoom, right off to the federal pen she went. Here is an ex-IRS agent that came out and said, whoa, wait a minute here. I went to work for these guys. I thought this was all legit. I did a little bit of research, a little bit of studying. The more I looked, the more I saw and I didn't like. And the deeper I've delved, you know what? I'm not required to pay those income taxes. You people out there aren't required to pay them. What happens? They get slam dunked by a bar member and off they go. So, where are we at? Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hi, John. Hey, Ron. How are y'all today?
Good.
Pretty good.
I couldn't help but want to join this conversation. You seem a little bit flustered there, John.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, Lark. I am only flustered to this point that now I'm seeing, because no positive steps have gone forward to try to rein in these criminals, now we're digressing to the point that, well, the reason we haven't got a toehold on this is because this guy's wrong. No. That guy's wrong. Well, I know one thing, Lark. We're all still pretty screwed, and I don't see any silver bullet that's going to kill the beast. I'll hold you over. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Go ahead, Lark.
Well, I'm not going to pretend that I have any answers for you, but I wanted to at least try to provide at least some perspective from my point of view and invite your comments. But first, can I share a quick quote with you from The Economic Possibilities of Our Grandchildren by John Maynard Keynes?
Hit me with his bit of wisdom.
Because remember, you have to know that I'm not a big fan of John Maynard Keynes, as I doubt that you and Ron are.
Right.
But it's important, I think, to at least see the world from the perspective of those who we might consider our enemies or our adversaries.
Or somebody that set up a different game, and we're still fool enough to be playing another game by a different set of rules.
Bingo. You said it perfectly. I borrowed that word from you, Ron. Bingo. But here's that quote. And this is, again, from The Economic Possibilities of Our Grandchildren, John Maynard Keynes. By 2030, and for the first time since his creation, man will be faced with his real problem: how to use his freedom from pressing economic cares, how to occupy the leisure which science and compound interest will have won for him, to live wisely and agreeably and well. Now, I have immense problems with that quote. I wonder if you...
Well, wait a minute here. The last part of that, the interest thing. Yeah, we're going to lead the life of Riley and Leisure by the interest. Yeah. How does that one work?
You pegged it again. That goes right to the heart of the problem I have with it as well. Because it assumes that a certain group of men will have this new one freedom from pressing economic cares and so forth and so on.
So you're saying it's not designating who they are versus who we may be. Yeah, okay.
Well, I think we, it kind of reminds me of, that woman who said only the little people pay taxes or something or other.
Yeah. Well, but, the problem is, and people, look, let me just read you a comment to one of the blogs, and it was on 33 states out of money to fund jobless benefits. And the first couple of lines of this, just reading, says, blah, 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 blah. Tariff taxes on foreign goods, industry back in America, smaller government, and for the corporations that sold the souls of our men and women for profit of industry in another country, let them stay there and hope they rot in hell. Start new factories so we don't have to rely on foreign goods and the hell with interdependency stuff. Then we will see that working Americans don't need unemployment benefits like they do now. And by the way, 33 states, they're flat broke. Unemployment insurance, forget it. So what are they going to do? They're going to allow the Fed to come in and shore up their unemployment benefits. For what reason? There's no jobs for these people to get. This is just a temporary fix. It's going to buy them a few groceries for a little while longer. But the rudimentary and fatal flaw still remains. And by the way, where's the government getting that money? They're just printing it. They're just devaluing and destroying what's left of the dollar. Some people argue that 95% of the dollar's gone. Some people are arguing that 97% or maybe up to 98%. In other words, it's worth a plug nickel. So, yeah, along with the Keynesian economics that we're going to enjoy the life of Riley out of interest, bull. And it's been proven throughout history that when you do the funny money thing, in history, in recorded history, who has ever done it, in whatever time period, it has not lasted more than 100 years because it eats itself. It destroys itself. Because you float too much currency to keep too many things going. And that's what's happened. And then added on to that, these creatures, Lark, see, their God is their money. Or, I'm sorry, their money is their God. And they will do whatever they need to do to enrich themselves. Now, these corporations, these bankers, none of these people... Because the system that they're using is destroying this country. So what does that tell you about their character? What does that tell you about their goals? It ain't for this country. It's for themselves. Private corporations. And good, being a good corporate kind of guy, you know, you're always looking for that bottom line for your shareholders and your corporation, and you need to make more money. That's what you're in the business of doing. No matter what the widget, no matter what it is, you've got to increase sales, increase, 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 increase. It's all based on growth. This is one of the problems I have with this corporate mindedness that everybody has taken on to in this country. So we have a multitude of problems here. But the one is centered. And Ron, I started to ask you this question earlier. What is the number one problem that we are facing here in this country today? The number one, Big Mac Daddy.
Okay, it's going to be different than what you think it is. It's called countless laws. And that is the number one problem. We've been shackled into countless laws. And yet, and I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. You say there's no silver bullet. But John, what if I were to give you the power to create laws? Do you think you could change this country?
Based on what?
Based on the laws that are in place. What if I gave you the power to void out laws by enacting a law in this country? Could you void out a lot of laws in this country?
All right, what law are you talking about, Ron?
Okay, let me give you a for instance. Let's say the bills that go through your state legislature are hundreds of pages, mm-hmm. thousands of pages. Mm-hmm. What if I gave you the power to present a bill, or actually present a law, that no law shall be greater than 10 pages, written in greater than ninth grade public school system language, have more than one object in the substance of the law, and have its title not clearly stated as the subject of the law. What if I gave you the power to write that and have it enacted? What would happen to all the laws that are 10 pages or longer in your state?
Well, would they be grandfathered, or would they be automatically out the window and you got to redo all that stuff?
They would be out the window, and you would also say no court within your state shall recognize any law that is greater, that has been passed or enacted, that is greater than 10 pages, written in greater than ninth grade public school service education or English.
Okay. All right.
Could you do that? Could you change your country?
Could I change my country?
Yes.
I might simplify it. I don't know if I'm going to change it, per se.
Well, what if I gave you the power to create a law that all corporations within your state and any corporation registered in your state will have to fall under the general laws, and that every person connected with that, every stockholder, would be subject and liable for any damage the corporation causes?
Hmm.
Would you change your laws in your state?
I would have to move very slowly on that, but if you're...
Where am I going? Where am I going?
Yeah.
The power has always been there within the citizens of the states to enact their own laws, especially when a policy is disagreed with that the government has. And we do it through referendum and initiative. Mm-hmm. And it's there today as it was in the 1800s. And yet, very few have ever used it to destroy the policies we disagree with within our states. What if I said no law that is greater than 10 pages in the federal jurisdiction shall be acted upon within the courts of our state for violation of our state law?
Well, I don't know if I would go that route. There would be a big fat thou shalt not. The law that I would propose is no state use fiat currency. Okay, now that's going to cause a real maelstrom, because we have nothing waiting in the wings. Even state banks, okay, private or state banks, would still at this point have to use the fiat currency.
You could expand upon that and create a law that your state would have to create its own securities within a timetable. And then at that point, your state shall not...
You mean back that currency by the assets, the real assets of the state?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go along with that one.
And this is the silver bullet, because we do have the power. You know, Texas doesn't have referendum or initiatives. However, searching your Texas Constitution, Article 2 says, and I'm going to read it right there, if I have it here. Well, it's basically said all political power is inherent to the people, and they have a right at any moment to change their laws, their state. And yet you don't have the right in Texas for initiative. Well, there's your right right there, the second Article 1, Section 2 of your state constitution. And in order to get that right, you have to bring the Secretary of State in under a writ of mandate, compelling the Secretary of State to provide what evidence she or he has that says you do not have that right in the second section of your constitution to amend the laws of your state. See, it is our rights, and as imaginative as we can be, that's the type of laws we can get into our states, how we can control our states. There are so many laws in our state. For example, when you're driving down the street and you get a speeding ticket, you've basically injured a fiction of law called the state of whatever your state name is.
Right.
Well, what if you wrote a law that no natural person, meaning a man or a woman, shall be accused of violating any criminal laws of the state unless there is an actual natural person, man or woman, who has suffered a damage?
Come on, Ron, come clean. You've been reading the Sam Kennedy stuff? No, because I think part of that's in there.
Oh, well, yeah. See, he's not doing initiative and referendums. No, he's doing orders.
Right.
he's telling him how.
Yeah.
Which, he's telling him how it's going to be.
Well, and he's been praised for being so gutsy. And I said, you know, I said, I just want the ability to be for or against something, but before I can be for it, I need to know what comes before and what comes after. In other words, tell me what you're doing. You know, that's why I gave the analogy of the atomic bomb being built on somebody's property, but I'm going to build this, but you can't know what I'm doing. You just need to trust me. And I was told today that I've got to have faith. Well, faith is a wonderful thing. But the problem is, there's a lot of people who have had faith in many other things and have gone nowhere. And to the point where what it does, I believe what it does is it dashes the hope. It doesn't build it. It lets people down. Now, I am not, do not get me wrong, folks. You know, and somebody asked me flat out, well, you know, if you're not with Kennedy, you know, and I said, yeah, well, what if I am or what if I'm not? I said, I still don't know. But his program's still on his network, isn't it? Because I haven't figured out what the guy's up to. And if it comes to the point where I know he's doing something that's going to get him thrown in jail, and all the delegates that have signed on to this, and all the guardians, and all the other things, I said, at that point in time, I will have to make a decision. But here's the good news. No federal agency has called me. Nobody has sent me a letter. Nobody has said boo to me. Except all the media that lambasted me for 3-4 days, wanting to get my opinion on facts I wasn't even aware of. And then I just asked the good question. You know, if you thought this was so important that you guys just threw everything into the mix, anti-government and Tim McVeigh and terrorist and all the crap that you rolled out, associating, innuendo, flat out connecting, and anything else, I said, you're calling me for my opinion when you already versed yours and you have no more fact than what I do. Who are you creatures? Where did you come from? But the interesting point about this whole thing is, and I was told today, that people have been, and all the delegates, and I forget how many there were, what is it, 1,800 people? I don't know. Whoever signed on to this thing. They all got visits from the FBI. And almost to the man, the FBI, in their parting shot, said, you know, if we can be of any assistance or any help to us, you just let us know. And I'm going, excuse me? The FBI is telling these people that have signed on to this deal that they want to be of help to them? Well, wait a minute. I am a little bit confused here. And as I said to one enterprising guy that was a reporter for 15 years, I said, why is it that you're calling me asking me for that paperwork when you yourself can't get it from the governor's offices themselves? And the letters have been mailed to all 50 states. They've only admitted to 30. But why haven't you gotten it? What is it in there that they don't want the public to see? Is it the magic bullet? Hell, it could be. If the FBI swoops down on something and takes it all away, and what I've been hearing, and folks, this is just what I've heard, okay? I will tell you if I have an absolute. This is what I've heard, that the governors, they've told the governors and the governor's offices, this is under investigation. We're putting a gag order on you. Do not speak about it. That would make sense. Because that story ran like hellfire for, what, a day and a half? And people were putting boulders in front of house gates and you name it and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the story up and disappears like a cow fart in a Texas tailwind. Something's going on here. Good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know. It's something's going on. Lark, did you have anything else? I hear you're still coughing here.
Well, I will say about John Tay quickly that when the Campaign for Liberty was formed, I didn't join it.
Yeah.
I was a supporter of Ron Paul's, substantial, gave a lot of time. A lot of money and all of that, but my thinking today is that there really is such a thing as a tyranny of words. When I look at laws, rules, statutes, and it requires some attorney to decode them for me, I frankly don't think that they're worth the paper they're printed on.
What did you? What did you think? Because we know that the majority of this bulwark of the body of stuff we've got to do, and that's recapturing our states, you know, this confederation that we have, and we have our own state constitutions. We have the Fed that's violating their rule book. So it behooves us to step up with our rule book, do a little comparison and say, okay, here's the deal.
I like it.
All right, hold on a second, Lark. Marty, Gary, Richard, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. We've got 3 hours today, folks. 3 hours. So nobody has to panic. Nobody has to hang up. Don't think we're not going to get your call, because we will. 800-313-9443. We'll continue this discourse after this.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Confused.
All right. Sorry about that. I had to take a little extended break. Had to go potty. At any rate, yeah, Lark, go ahead.
Well, I've got to tell you, that was a wonderful lead-in, that tune from Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Just listening to the words reminds me, too, of Inagata De Vida. And everybody was going, what does that song mean? What do those lyrics mean?
Yeah.
a lot of discussion.
Yeah, what does it all mean? At any rate, any parting shot? I want you to conclude here, Lark.
Well, I just will only say this. I think if there's a solution to be found, it's going to be found with people like you continuing to ask questions and with people like Ron and many of the broadcasters and the call-in listeners to this network. And I support you. I support everything that you're doing. I think this conversation has to go on. I would probably be able to take 4 or 5 hours up of your time if you ever allowed me, but I won't put you through that.
All right. Well, hey,
so there's my parting shot for
you.
Well,
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Marty in Idaho. Hello, Marty. Let me squeeze you in here before the top of the hour.
Hi. Yeah, I talked to my representative here in Idaho, and of course it was his staff member. He's a Democrat congressman, and the 1207 is in committee, and that's where it is. It's in committee, and he says he doesn't understand why you would have gotten a petition, and that I can't answer. So that you'll have to track down yourself. Okay.
I have a sneaking suspicion that it's just nothing more than fundraising.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, and that's what political organizations do. That's what they do.
And I know you're sneaking me in, so I have one other point quick
before you
sneak me out.
Go ahead.
And that is, I you do what you want, but my feeling is, let's put our faith in Sam. That's how I feel when I first heard his first broadcast. It was the first ray of hope I had. And I've been just having that grow, and he seems to make sense. I don't know what he's doing. And I'm just trusting him.
Well, no, look, and that was the point of this phone call I got today.
Mm-hmm.
Several interruptions. And the person kept calling back and kept telling me, you know, you need to have faith. And I said, you know what?
What have you got to lose?
Really?
I mean, for to go along with it, let the chips fall where they're... You can't do anything about it anyway. So
well, what I had to lose is this network and my freedom.
Well.
Yeah.
That's
just
in other words,
thing.
You might have to get rid of him before the fact when it all falls.
No, I have already made up my mind here, Marty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let this thing play out.
Good.
All right.
Good. Use your good energy, John.
Because I'll tell you what, Marty, if I cut it off right now, I'd be accused of being the Antichrist.
I wouldn't accuse you.
Because
of that,
if you haven't noticed on this deal, there is a healthy slathering of Jesus all over it.
Absolutely. The
yeah.
Lord is what
yeah.
he, you know, and when he prayed last night, whoa, that was in the middle of the whole thing. Yeah, and I said, okay, and I closed my eyes and went along with it. I think we need to have some positive energy.
Okay.
And that's what we need from you, John.
All right, Marty.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll take the top of the hour break.